I'll invite you to open your Bibles up to Philippians chapter 2. You're going to be looking at verse 12 and 13 today. Why don't we start with prayer and just ask God to bless His Word this morning. Father, we come before You today and we thank You for Your Word and the power that it has to change our lives. Lord, the power You have invested in it. Lord, it says that our lives are cleansed by the washing of the Word. And so, Father, we pray that this will be Your action today, that You would clean us, that You would wash us, that You would make us pure, fit for Your service by the preaching of Your Word. And Lord, I'm humbled by this role that I have to preach Your Word. And I ask, Lord, that You would anoint me with Your Spirit, that I might speak Your Word in power and in truth, and that Your voice will be in my voice, and that You would challenge us to be obedient to Your Word. So, Father, we pray that You would touch our hearts this morning. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there's a story in the first part of John chapter 8 that I really love. And you might find it weird that I love this story, but I'm going to tell the story, and then I'm going to explain why I love it. So, in this story, the Pharisees have gathered around Jesus, and they brought a woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. She was cheating on her husband, and the Pharisees brought this woman to Jesus, and they said, Master, we caught this woman in the very act of adultery. Now, what are we supposed to do? According to the law of Moses, we're supposed to stone her. Now, of course, this was a trap for Jesus. They were planning on using this to try to figure out whether Jesus would obey the Old Testament law or whether he would try to weasel out of it, or whether I'm not even sure whether they were allowed to stone people in the Roman Empire. I don't know. But they were using this to trap Jesus. And instead of responding, Jesus does this. And they kept pestering him. They said, what are we supposed to do, Lord? What are we supposed to do? And he's just writing in the sand. And then all of a sudden he gets up and he goes, those of you who don't have any sins, why don't you throw the first stone? I don't know what he was writing in the dirt. And then he went back down to writing in the dirt again. I have a feeling that one of the words he wrote in the dirt might have been lust. I just have a feeling. I don't know about that. I don't know what he wrote in the dirt. We don't know. But it might have been a list of sins that people commit. But